Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Can too much screen time cause back pain? What impact do the old heavy school bags have on young backs? Children are back at school and the colder weather, the darker evenings, they make the outdoor activities a little less inviting. So we thought it was a good time to hear from consultant spinal surgeon Derek Cawley, who's here. Any questions for Derek? 51551. Still time to get them into us. Good to see you.
Hi Claire, how are you doing?
Good. But people are back on the screens, aren't they? Back at the desk.
Sure.
Carrying the heavier bags. Yeah. Does it lead to a few more problems over this time of year, would you say?
So the school bag back pain question has been raised for years.
Yeah.
And our current children may not get too much sympathy from their parents because their parents probably had a heavier school bag than their children now have. And while it has been studied for probably over 20 years, there are some fairly loose recommendations, albeit that the general consensus is a lighter school bag is probably safer for that kid's back.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the incidence of pain in kids, below the age of 10, back pain really isn't a thing at all. But actually, about 30% of adolescents do complain of back pain. And some of that is related to school bags, some of that is related to posture, inactivity, etc. So while the school bag question should be raised, and the lighter the school bag, the less likely it is to be of relevance, the American Chiropractic Association have always said about 10 to 20% of body weight is an appropriate weight for a school bag. So beyond that, then, you should really consider other factors.
I think I'm right in saying this. You're more concerned about all of us lying around and doing nothing. That's the cause of back pain.
Yeah, so the bigger issue for our kids is the fact that most kids are on video games for an hour and a half per day. That's a much bigger issue because they're slouched, their upper back is stooped forward, and that has effects both in terms of their growth, what their future posture is going to look like. And then the question has not been asked, and we do not know the answer, is what effect a school bag has on that back. That's a much more important question. It's a multiplier effect. If you have a stooped upper back combined with a heavy school bag, is that much more relevant? And that's not known.
So for all of us then, how long should we be sitting before we take a break?
There's no answer to that in terms of a specific time, but the ergonomics at work would be that we would all get up and stretch at least once in the morning. We'll say some people get up once an hour, etc., morning, afternoon, if we're sitting at a desk all day. Because I see the same classic constellation of symptoms all the time from people at a desk, whereby their lower back extensors often overwork, and that's why they end up getting spasms, etc. Their hips get weak, and that's why their hips move less, and therefore more of the movement and the torque comes from their lower back, and they wear out their discs.
So a lot of this back pain is coming from the fact that our hips are weakened from sitting down too much.
Correct. Hips and core. Yeah, very much so. And in fact, there are a lot of similarities between that imbalance of muscles in the lower back and in the upper back. So you get the same cross of symptoms in the upper back. You get weak core muscles in the front of the neck, and the extensors are too strong. And then the pec muscles are often too strong, and the periscapular muscles are too weak. So that's why with a slouch, the shoulders start to protract forward. And oftentimes the grey area, oftentimes you'll people have similar problems in their shoulders for the same reasons, with rotator cuff tendonitis, bursitis, etc. So you often see that mixed picture with the shoulders as well. So that upper back constellation is a very similar one, flipped upside down for the lower back.
Right. So a lot of this is solved by movement.
Movement, and as well, we should pay attention. I mean, there are many, many studies, particularly for schools, to look at kids to improve ergonomics and sitting and avoiding slouching and all that kind of stuff. And of course, kids are on screens an awful lot more now, and it's much more like there's not that much difference between how you hold a book and how you hold an iPad, except that the book doesn't have that magnetism, that addiction factor that keeps you looking at it for much longer. So that's definitely a factor.
Okay, let's get to some of our questions
because
they're flying in as always. So I'm in my 50s and I'm female. Back pain is keeping me awake at night lately. I don't have a history of it. It's lower back, left side, going down the left knee and into the left foot. Is this sciatica?
Yes. So that picture going right down to the foot is often either the L5 nerve, it's probably the L5 nerve, maybe the S1 nerve, but there is a nerve irritation going on there somewhere. So something's probably pressing on that nerve in the spine. It could be outside the spine and there are other causes, but vast majority of time it's in the spine. It's a disc that's pressing on the nerve. It's a pinch between the bones, something like that, worth evaluating. With mild stenosis, physio definitely helps that, but the worse and more severe it gets, the less likely physio is to address it. But certainly a physiotherapist should be looking at that.
Okay, so if physio doesn't work, where could that person end up? What is the end stage treatment for that if nothing else fixes it?
So the exercise, anti-inflammatory medication, if there's an inflammatory component. And you said that that person's awake at nighttime.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, at nighttime, the pain from a problem like that is worse because our blood pressure drops, our cortisol levels drop, and therefore the pain becomes worse, particularly when that person tries to turn over in bed. That's when they get it, or first thing in the morning. Very much arthritic or inflammatory type of symptoms during the night or first thing in the morning, you see that picture. So that's inflamed, and therefore an anti-inflammatory medication can work for that, or an anti-inflammatory injection might help that. But as I said, if it's severe, it's severe. If there's something hard like a bone spur pressing on that nerve, it's difficult to sort with a medication or injection.
Okay. Let's come to this one. Can anything be done for badly bulged discs? Is an operation an option? I'm 70, I'm not overweight, and I'm very fit and active.
Yeah, so the bulge in a disc isn't causing pain no more than a bulge in the belly. It's the bulge is not the source of the pain. There's something else is the source of the pain, and that's the bit that they need to find out. And that's why an MRI scan isn't necessarily always going to give you that diagnosis. And there was a very interesting article in the paper today by a prominent physiotherapist showing that we're getting too many scans and we're not addressing the physical factors, the lifestyle factors, etc. So that person should be evaluated by a physiotherapist.
Fit and healthy, not overweight, they say.
Yeah, sure, sure. But they may still be a muscle imbalance, like I alluded to there, okay, in terms of sitting down. I see that all the time. Mm. Absolutely. So getting that.
I'm just going back to you saying the badly bulged disc is not the problem. Is it not pressing on something, though, that's causing a problem?
That's true. But if it's pressing on something, then you are correct. If they have leg pain, if they have a disc bulge, no matter how bad the MRI scan, and they don't have leg pain, then that's not the cause of the problem.
Okay. This person is 33, has started exercise. I'm a little overweight, BMI of 27. I'm feeling back pain after strength training. Should I persevere and it might get better? Because they're hoping to lose the extra weight that they say they have.
That person's going to find it hard to keep going because what they're doing is causing them pain. Why would anybody keep doing that? That's very difficult for them. Mm-hmm. They lose hope, they lose confidence, and they withdraw from that. So getting that little bit of advice and stewardship and teaching on how to manage their exercise is really, really important. And that they search for the right way to do it, the exercise that don't cause pain, and the things that give them confidence and a belief in what they're doing. And it helps their mental health, gets them back into it. So maybe a class might be a good way to do it.
So don't keep doing that exercise that's hurting you.
I wouldn't, no. I mean, they're not going to keep doing it anyway. Because it's causing pain.
You get sick of the pain.
Yeah, sure.
This one, how should I treat a back that's in a lot of spasm? This person has an old injury and sacroiliac problems, which I know some people will be familiar with, the old sacroiliac problems.
Yeah, sure. So why are they in spasm? That's the first question. What is driving that spasm? And that spasm is muscle that's working too hard. So that muscle is tired all the time. There's a high amount of lactic acid in that muscle. That's sore. There's no tablet for that fatigue, no more than there's no tablet for general fatigue. But to get back, there's an instability in the back and the muscle spasms because it doesn't like it. Okay, so there's probably something going on in their back and the symptoms are the spasm. The symptoms are the secondary sacroiliac inflammation, which remember is below the spine, but there's something in their back driving that problem. And so the treatment is to go after that. Maybe they need a better lumbopelvic stability assessment. And that goes back to your glutes and your core stability stuff all over again. That's probably the answer for that.
Okay, so maybe physiotherapy and exercise.
And that person should get a massage. You know, whenever it's their birthday or a significant date in their life, somebody should be buying them a massage for as a present.
Great
because
idea.
Back massage is definitely helpful.
Yeah. All right. another person has problems with the sacroiliac joint and my back goes there. That's more or less similar to the last one. Let's leave that one. I've been getting physio for a year. I do Pilates twice a week. I still suffer lower back pain on my right side. I've had a scan and was dismissed with muscle damage. When it goes, I get excruciating spasms on my right side. My muscles always feel tight. I've been to two physios, a chiropractor, a GP. I don't know what to do. Now, the spasms, they say, have improved since recent physio, but the threat of them is constant.
Right. So when my back goes, so something is unstable there. It just clicks a little bit. The muscle goes into spasm. There's an instability there. So if it needs stability, then you're reliant on physio exercise to stabilize that, which in this case hasn't worked. So I would say that that person may end up needing surgery to stabilize that. But that works. You stabilize that and their back feels better, more confident, able to move, etc. That's mm-hmm. probably the answer ultimately.
Here's a nice quick one. Is it possible to correct posture at 60?
Yes, it is, because what will it look like at 80? So work on that now, really important. And particularly if it's, for example, a woman who's 60, risk of osteoporosis going up, they might have the same muscle imbalances that I mentioned, and therefore working on the thoracic extensors to move those shoulders back, open up the chest, really important. As well as posture worsens, we can't eat as much because the volume of the stomach goes down. So maybe eat less and eat often. And working on all of those aspects, because that person should invest in what they want to look like at 80 years of age.
Right. Is it possible to correct posture, I say, as I hunch over the microphone talking to you?
We all do.
Derek, thanks so much. We'll see you
Pleasure
again
her.
Soon. Derek Cawley is consultant spine surgeon at the Mater Private Hospital.